You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What up, though, and welcome to Woke-ish, your ratchet source for sophisticated ignorance. We've come to baffle you with our bullshit and dazzle you with our brilliance. It is episode zero. Yeah. Woke-ish is a podcast for the people by some really dope people. Our goal is to open your eyes to what's going on in the Black community and to have the important conversations about love, loyalty, family, finances, and all that other ish in between. Here, we are going to laugh, cry, and be dope together while tackling life's ish together. So, we want to welcome you to the family and introduce you to all your play cousins.
What?
We are here, ladies and gentlemen.
Rafiki voice this time. I didn't do the Rafiki.
No, you didn't.
Listen, that's why I gotta pick the. You anywhere? Let me just.
So I am First Lady E. I am the auntie that's young enough to be your cousin, but I'm full of wisdom, just like Big Mama. I am the next matriarch of the family.
Mm-hmm. Hey guys, it's me, it's Dom. I'm that hippie cousin that you only see on the holidays because my mental health is more important than the family bullshit.
All right now. Hey, I'm Shayla Tease. I'm the cousin to tell you like your T.I. is. Y'all might get mad, but it's the truth. And no, I didn't say it because I was drunk.
All right. I'm Dame, the cousin that's as soon as I get to grandma's house, everybody know what time it is. We're going straight to the store. All right, that's what it is. All
right. Just like we did before we got here.
See, I'm living up to the name already.
Yeah, and this is Martiel, the coach. I'm that funny cousin that can turn the worst family function and into a very memorable experience. And the way I do it is usually because I'm the petty godfather. I can go out there and make everybody laugh at each other because you know what? That's how we build a family. Everybody got some stuff going on. We just make fun of it and just laugh at each other. That's what's up.
All right,
that's that cousin that smacked you on the back of your head when you get a fresh haircut.
Yep. With the alcohol. A little bit of alcohol on there, too.
And also the cousin that didn't bring the Flamin' Hot Doritos. Well, all right.
You know what? I would have stopped and got it, but, you know, I wanted to be on time.
This is why I'm never here.
What's up, family? It's your nephew, your cousin, your uncle, your next door neighbor. I'm that kid your mama warned you about. It's your cousin, Scooby Rose, ladies and gentlemen. And we are here. Woke-ish. Give it one more time for the culture, y'all. One more time for the culture.
Woke-ish.
Yes. And we got to shout out our moderator who couldn't be with us today, Mr. P. Robinson. He had to go to Chicago to take care of some business. We wish you safe travels, brother. We will see you not next week, but the week after when you come back. Yep. So, yeah. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Are we ready for this? How was the holiday? Let's recap the holidays real quick. For me, this year, I started out not in the mood for the holidays. You know, I was the Grinch from the end of October to the middle of November. But right around the time for Turkey Day, that's when my stomach got me going in the mood for the holidays. E, how was the holidays for you?
The holidays was very interesting. We got a new dog. Her name is Nova. She's a white German Shepherd, and she ate my wall.
That's how you introduce the whole thing?
The bottom where the baseboard is, the whole thing is gone.
So I
need her to get her money's worth by doing something. She might have to go twerk in the yard to make that money. Because I need that back. But other than that, it was really good.
I'm sorry. Anybody that supports doggy twerking got an issue with me. I'm just going to put that out
Sometimes
there.
Your dog got to work for their food. It's important.
Right.
Shayla, how was the holidays for you?
It was pretty good for me. Earlier this year, you know, I told you guys my grandmother died back in April. So this was like the second major holidays that she wasn't here. So I was kind of like, you know, struggling, you know, worried about her being there. But, you know, I know she was there in spirit. But for the most part, you know, I had a good time. Ate good. Fell asleep about six times. Woke back up, ate again. So, you know.
It ain't nothing like that holiday sleep, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. That's the idea.
That's the nap and the after church nap.
Yeah.
Take you down every single time.
Yeah.
Definitely. Coach, holidays, man.
Mine was pretty good, man. This is the first time in about maybe 6 or 7 years I didn't have to work on Thanksgiving or Christmas. Okay. So, I mean, I was able to go home, spend time with my family, spend time, a little bit more time with my girl's family and everything too. So it was different, but it was good, and I'm glad for it. So
yeah, I know how hard the holidays can be for us, man. Both coming from the asset protection world.
Yes,
that's grind time, overtime.
I mean, I've been a Grinch for like 13 years in the retail. Yep. So I'm like, this Black is the first Friday. Time in a while, man.
Yeah,
I got stories, but go ahead. That's good though. It was good.
For sure. Dom, holidays, what's up?
Man, holidays this year, they were rough. They were rough, but it was cool. I spent Christmas with friends, so that was pretty cool. But
yeah, we're not going to say who she was supposed to come kick it with on Christmas Day. We're gonna leave them grievances Let's for wait. After the show.
My phone ringing. Let me go answer that phone
that
real
corner
quick.
Calling your name.
Huh?
I said the corn is calling me. Is it too soon? Is it too soon? Oh, okay.
You might have thrown a flag on that one.
We're gonna get into that later in the show.
The charges are still lingering.
D-Walk.
Yo, my holidays were pretty good, man. Eventful, to say the least. I spent a lot of time with the family. I had a lot of time off of work. I was able to spend all of my money effectively on my children. So that was fun. We had a good time, man. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Had a blast, man. Anytime you got a bunch of little ones running around happy and smiling and, you know, believing in Santa Claus, perfect time, you know.
Yeah, you know, speaking of that, I remember when I realized that Santa Claus wasn't real. I think I was 5 years old, and I remember this Christmas was so dope for me because I knew that I did good in school, and I knew I was going to get everything that I wanted. And I got up about, had it been, I couldn't even tell you the time, to be honest with you, but I got up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom, and I looked. I'm expecting to see, you know, the fat man coming down the chimney eating a cookie or something. But instead, I saw my uncle drinking Coke 45. Standing next to my dad. Harold, eat the cookies. John, I don't want the cookie. Eat the cookie so the boy know that he was here. And I'm sitting here in my little dinosaur pajamas just hating life. Like, for real? Y'all gonna steal from Santa? Not even convinced that Santa Claus wasn't real, but just that my uncle and my daddy was stealing from Santa Claus.
I can't ever remember a time I thought Santa Claus was real.
What?
Really?
Yeah, I can't remember a time. I remember walking through Toys R Us with my mom and my grandma. Buying toys, like, ain't Santa supposed to be doing this? am I an elf right now? Like, I don't know. I can't remember a time I ever thought Santa was real.
Mine was actually really bad. So my sister is 5 years older than I am. And I was sitting there making a whole list out. You know how you used to have the Toys R Us big books?
Yeah.
So I was going through the big book trying to write my list out. And I'm like, Mom, this year Santa's going to give me this and this and this. And my sister walked by and she was like, it ain't no Santa. And that was it.
She was that cutthroat.
It sounds a little bitter.
It wasn't any additional conversation.
She would have got a toenail in her cereal the next day.
You should have seen the look on my mom's face. Like, she had really worked hard to make Santa real. And she just was so offended. Like, I can't believe you told her like that.
Dang. So with not believing in Santa, do we let our kids find that out on their own? Like, what are we doing in this generation with the beliefs in Santa Claus?
Well, I know my girl, she's got two daughters, and she has told both of them from an early age that Santa ain't real. Mm. You know, all the work that I went out there and did all year and stuff like that, y'all get stuff every year. Y'all get stuff all year. So she was real adamant about that. She was like, look, my ass is working, busting my butt and stuff like that to go out there and provide for you guys and everything. So, you know what? You know, you can believe it all you want, but y'all know what the real deal is. Mm-hmm. and you can tell it right now because, like, I see it, like, right now. It makes it more, be honest with you, it makes it more believable. It makes it more fun because then when you know as a kid that your mom is, or your mom or your dad or whoever's that they're providing for you and everything, you kind of take into that. You already kind of write into that. I like that.
Yeah. I let the kid believe it until she asked me. Like, I was never a big, like, tradition type of person. So I never, the only thing I really did is the, like, oatmeal for the reindeer food. Mm-hmm. So we used to do that. But I let her believe up until one year she asked me, because somebody ruined the fairy tooth for her. I mean, the tooth fairy.
Dom, what's in that cup over there?
Like a fake tooth.
The fairy tooth.
Right.
This
mm-hmm.
And you said you were drinking iced tea.
My bad. No, that's coffee.
Yeah,
that
is coffee today. Ain't nothing coffee today. About that. I made that coffee.
You know what kind of does it, though, for me for the holidays? And I want to try something different next year. The traditional holiday food. Like, we had turkey for Thanksgiving. We had turkey for Christmas. We had turkey for New Year's. Next year, I don't want no turkey.
Well, you had a New Year's
no,
turkey?
We had a New Year's. My mama is big on her traditions.
We mix it up. Like you have the, like, we have, like, the multiples. It's like, you got the turkey, you got the ham, you got, like the chicken. Like roasted chicken or something like that. Kind of mixing it up a little bit. That way, every year is going to be something different. It may taste a little bit extra seasoning here, a little bit less here, whatever. Mm. It tastes all good.
Wait, y'all have a tradition for seasoning?
I didn't hear that.
You gotta put some seasoning on that thing.
We had crab legs.
Shout out to father-in-law.
There we go. That's the one when you married. Shout out to my almost father-in-law. Yeah, we had crab legs and prime rib. That was good.
See, with our family, we create a theme on Christmas. So Thanksgiving is the regular holiday food, but then on Christmas, it's like we're going to theme it up. So one year we did Mexican cuisine. The next year, like this past year, we did Southern breakfast. We had fish and chips, shrimp and grits,
that's what I'm
steak and eggs, chicken and waffles.
I'll be at your house on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It was
the year y'all did the Mexican, what did you say it was?
Cuisine.
Mexican cuisine. Did y'all do tacos and tequila? Everybody just turned up on Christmas?
Okay, so that's the thing about Christmas is that you have to hide the tequila. We still in that family where the cousins go in the garage.
so you still got to sneak out.
Exactly. Yeah. So you got to put the tequila at a very specific location and everybody meet at about 8:45.
Yeah.
You know, it's only around the holidays that I feel comfortable drinking with my parents. Like, you know, my dad is big on making his famous margaritas when we do the family get-togethers and whatnot. But, you know, I've been drinking since... since I've been drinking, but it was weird for me drinking with. Don't judge me, judging aunties. It was weird drinking with my parents. Like, my dad just like passed me the 1738 this year. Like, here you go. But I had to remember, like, first off, bro, you're 32.
Right.
You know, so it's, but it was just still like, man, it's my pops. I used to sneak this bottle when he wasn't home.
Okay.
You didn't hear that, Dad.
So quick sidebar. I just told my dad, like, yeah, Dad, I still don't cuss in front of you. He was like, so I went outside to light a cigarette with him. And this is the first time I ever lit a cigarette. So I actually didn't go outside to light a cigarette. I was going to warm my truck up. And I'm like, yeah, Dad, I'm about to leave in about 7 minutes. He's like, about to leave in 7 minutes? Like, what you about to do? I'm like, I'm about to smoke a cigarette. He's like, nigga, you grown. You go ahead and light that cigarette. And I looked at him like, oh, shit, I am grown. I guess I can light a cigarette. So I lit it. And then literally 2 days later, I quit smoking.
So that would have been encouragement for me too.
Right. Like, I can't even do this no more.
Like, I just smoked a cigarette with my daddy. I gotta reevaluate.
Yeah, like, yeah, this is probably an issue.
When I moved home with my parents, I did the same thing. Like, after college, I moved back home for a year, and I would like go in the car and like drive the car around the corner to the park and like smoke a cigarette. It was so terrible. Like, I was so ashamed looking back on it. Like, I was 24 years old sneaking to go smoke a cigarette.
Do y'all ever be scared to like tell your parents the little sneak shit you did back in the day?
Absolutely.
I wasn't sneaky back in the day. Like, I was always at the crib watching my little brother. I was good. It's now that I'm the issue. I'm the issue now. My
I think for me, it slips up in stories. So I'd be like, yeah, Ma, I remember that one time I came home and then I had that piercing and I was, and she was like, you had a piercing.
Wait, go back.
Do you still have the piercing?
What?
Where did you get the piercing? Where is this piercing located? I don't want to know. I don't want
to know. Now you're looking for the garage. Exactly. Like, yeah, we got to go.
All right. Are y'all ready for some Sit Your Ass Down nominations?
Oh,
let's do it.
Has probably been the most highly anticipated segment of our whole show.
Because it's not me.
So, family, let me explain to y'all.
The first lady got the first nomination.
Yeah.
Let me explain to y'all what Sit Your Ass Down is, first of all. So, remember when you was a badass kid when you was younger? And, yeah, we was awesome little badass kids. And your parents made you
Dom,
you about to sit your ass down before I even get to finish explaining it. So remember how your parents made you go stand in the corner, right? Well, my parents took it a step further. I had to sit my ass down in the corner. Like, yeah. I was sitting in the corner. And that's one of them, okay, you sitting so you ain't going to get tired and fall down or fall asleep and fall down. You comfortable. You can fall to the side and not hurt yourself. So you're going to sit your ass down in the corner for hours. Hours. Like, punishments were real for us. I still haven't. Okay, I'm having a moment.
I was, yeah, dude, I was
going back.
I whooped myself.
So with Sit Your Ass Down, we are going to take those people that cut you off in traffic, those coworkers that just wouldn't shut the fuck up for the day, people that piss you off, and we're going to make them sit their ass down. And we're going to vote. And at the end of the month, for our last episode of the month, we are going to vote motherfuckers out the culture. You're going to be gone. So when we tell you to go sit your ass down, it's real. And we want you to know it's real. Mm-hmm. All right. First Lady, did you want to start us up?
Yes. I would like to give a sit your ass down to my coworker who decided to leave the department and not transition any of her work properly. So I had a week from hell at work because this said ex-coworker decided not to do shit between December 1st and December 31st. Therefore, I'm here the first of the year. So we're going to ask said coworker to sit your ass down.
Coach, you got a nomination?
Well, I had a couple, but now that I think of it, it's kind of related to what she got going on over there. Mine is real simple. I got a manager that she needs to sit her ass down for real. Ever since my store was announced that it was going to be closing and the company was going to go file for bankruptcy and everything, I've been cool because I do AP. There's always somebody stealing. I always got me a job. You know what I mean? Right. So I can go anywhere. But in this particular case, this one manager, I think she don't have nothing lined up at all. And she just snaps at every single person that's in the store. And every day that I work with her, I just sit there and look at her like, just shut your ass up. Damn. Like this is so just angry all the time. And so I just wanted to just tell her that. So you know what? Now that I'm sitting there thinking about it, she needs a nomination. Sit your ass down. I'm tired.
There's always that one coworker that just think they know every damn thing.
Everything.
See, the thing is with her, like, she act like she don't know everything because she don't listen. She don't listen to nobody neither. So it's like you got that. You angry because you ain't got nothing else going on. You don't know how to talk to people. Just sit your ass down. Go to the corner. Sit your ass down. Damn.
Shay, you got a sit your ass down nomination?
Oh, yes, I do. I have the Detroit Police Department nominated for a sit your ass down.
The whole department.
Disclaimer. I love police. Don't pull me over.
Right. Just don't. Mainly because of the Detroit Chris Brown situation. You know the guy that dances on the corner over there on Harper and Cashew over there on the east side?
Yes.
Like, he's been out there for, like, at least 10 years. Like, he on the corner, he dancing, he not bothering anybody or whatever. And they put a video up on the news the other night that said, like, they were cussing at him, talking about they were, if he don't stop dancing and get off the corner, they're going to arrest his mama.
What?
Then they're going to arrest him because they said he was harassing women and throwing stuff in the street. And it's like, okay, he's been there for like 10 years. It don't seem like a lot of people don't have a problem. They say it's distracting drivers. Okay, so first of all the things that's going on in Detroit right now, that's what y'all worried about?
Right.
And then when y'all talking that, y'all drive around texting and driving and stuff, but this man on the corner dancing is a distraction. Like, come on. So, yeah, I nominate them. Might be a certain precinct, but somehow y'all all wrapped in together, so y'all are nominated for the Sit Your Ass Down.
Right on.
D-Walk.
Yeah, so nobody really pissed me off this week.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. You know, I was sitting here thinking like, man, week, huh? You know, I really should have thought about this before I got here. So I'm kind of thinking on the fly right now, and my Sit Your Ass Down is going to be for whoever designed the 2002 Ford Explorer. They can sit they motherfucking ass down because my gas pedal skips every single time I take off from a green light. And it drives me insane. Dude, have you ever been driving and couldn't stop because couldn't stop because your brake pedal wouldn't go down because it thinks you hitting the gas? He can sit his ass down because I am done with him.
You know what's so sad? I used to have a 2002.
Yeah, but you probably got rid of it a few years ago. You know, about the time when they probably all died and molded out. Yeah, I'm still
I
driving.
I told you no for the same reason.
Really? Really?
You could push the brake down.
Yes. Because when you're driving and you hit the gas, it thinks you're hitting the gas. And when you hit the brake, it doesn't stop.
I got nervous. So I just gave mine to Mother Waddles. I didn't.
Wait a minute. Ain't that for the blind people?
We had
Charity Lady E, really? Are you serious?
First Lady
E. You're just saying, fuck it. You just gonna, I have a car, a truck I would like to donate.
Wait,
like,
worse though, I said I didn't want to sell it to anybody because I didn't want them to get it.
So she gave it to you to
get somebody else. So they got to go.
I don't even know.
Why blind people drive it?
You know what? That ain't none of my business. I just know in the commercial it say this is to help the blind.
Well, I'm sure they have somebody like a guardian or somebody that's responsible.
We gotta ask.
Well, I hope they don't get that truck.
I don't know.
Bust
it up though. It's all busted up.
Oh my god.
So that means he get two nominations. Sit your ass down.
Right.
Yeah. That's my secondary nomination.
I'm just glad somebody else feel my pain. I'm not in this alone.
We're going to sidebar this later on. I don't know who I'm working with anymore. I'm about to reevaluate all of this. Dom.
And now when we leave out, I'm going to have to watch everybody wait until I leave. Like, wait a minute. He can't stop. We're going to let him pull out first.
All right, Dom, you got a nomination?
Man, you know what? One at a time, right? One at a time.
How many you get?
Man, listen, I got a few because we going back to coworkers. Man, let me tell y'all something. My coworker can send her ass the fuck all the way down. Okay, listen.
That's a pretty hard sit down.
Yeah. Like, you know how people talk to you? Okay, I'm smiles and whatnot, but you know how people talk to you like you don't understand shit? And like, sit down. I don't need you to tell me that. It's not that serious. Like, she get flustered over the little stuff, and she's like, well, you got to do it this way. Girl, is he going to get done? Right. Is he going to get done? Or are you going to sit here and get on my nerves all night? Like, she just needs to sit down. She just be frazzled all the time over little stuff. And like, bro, it's a job. Chill out. Like, you can go get another one later. It's okay. Absolutely. Because you're not
what's
about
that
to
been,
stress me out.
What you been screaming to me all week on the phone, Dom? Your man got how many jobs?
I don't got to take this shit. My man got two jobs, okay? I don't care how imaginary he is. He got
two. So I'm sitting here being quiet like, I didn't know she had a man.
He making all the fake dough, okay? He out here fake Rolls Royces.
I'm sitting here like, what should I say about this? Because I really don't know much about what's going on right now.
We balling with some imaginary Benjamins out here, okay? Imaginary Benjamins.
He got it, okay? He got two of them.
She be standing in the popcorn line like, he got
buddy. All right, y'all. Well, you know. So, our next segment, it's kind of blown up on the Facebook page, y'all. Y'all ready for some situational bullshit?
Yes.
It's not the same one.
You say what?
It's not the same one, is it?
Which one?
Don't worry, I needed a disclaimer alert. Oh, no.
Yeah.
We always need a disclaimer.
I gave you this
just
segment a week in advance.
Right. Just have a tablecloth.
You had plenty of time. Listen.
Right. Tablecloth.
We need the time stamp.
Real quick.
So I can tell her, like, don't listen to this between this.
Real quick. I want everybody to know this real quick.
Right. Yeah, this is me.
So when Damien and Brandy get married, I'm going to make a speech at this wedding on how this, because Damien know. That's why he over there looking nervous. He know. I ain't going to tell the story today. I'm going to wait.
That camera not working.
Pull the trigger. I'm going to wait.
He probably see the sweat right now.
I said pull the trigger. So, yeah, we got a very interesting story about how that happened, but we'll get into that later.
Oh, that's a sidebar.
So, situational bullshit, and of course, some of our fans that's been following us on Facebook, shout out to all of y'all, have already been participating in situational bullshit, but we're going to give you some in-depth scenarios of some random bullshit that you would find yourself in, and you got to tell us what you're going to do, what you're doing, all right? Mm-hmm. So, for this week's What You Doing... You're dating a new person. It's been about 4 or 5 months now. You know your partner pretty well, and you know that they are a part of a social club that meets on Saturdays. Now, y'all vibe really well together. You know, y'all got everything in common. You love hanging out with each other. You're together just about every day. So this coming Saturday, your partner comes to you and says, hey, you know, my group is having an event. I want you to come to it. It's a little party somewhere. So you decide to go. Y'all get to the party. Y'all vibing. The music great. The food is flowing. Music is flowing. The drinks are flowing. And then about an hour and a half into the party, The doors lock. The shades come down. The windows lock.
Wait a minute.
The what? Light goes. The lighting. The lighting changes to red lights all over the house.
I can't get out.
And everybody starts fucking.
Oh, wait. Oh, shit. That shit took a minute. Wait a minute. I was about to say,
she was not
minutes.
Ready. She was not.
Wait coach. A minute. I thought this was something else.
Coach,
wait a minute.
Coach, you up first. What you doing?
Like I said before, man, we about to get it in twice. That's what's about to happen. So, I mean, me and her just going to have to just do whatever we going to do there. And then when we leave, oh, she's going to get it even worse when we get home. That's what's up.
Even worse? So you going to give it to her even harder because she took you there?
What kind of punishment is that?
If she take you to that, if she taking you to that party, she may not be trying.
50 Shades Free.
That may not be punishment for her though,
because
she took you to the party.
She was ready.
She was ready. So I mean, she knew what she was doing. So
D Walk, what you doing?
All right, this is 10 years ago. Again, all right.
Disclaimer.
This is 10 years ago. Me. 4 months. We vibing. She take me to a party. Everybody started fucking.
Oh, just off top?
I'm fucking her, oh. And I'm fucking the vagina next to her. I'm fucking the vagina across the couch from her. I'm fucking all of the vagina in the room.
Oh.
If you throw a vagina my way, I am taking vagina.
Now, you know what?
Wait a minute.
10 years ago.
Y'all all shocked, but I know this man.
If they throw,
okay?
This is 10 years ago.
If they throw, you catching.
Huh?
If they throw, you catching.
I am catching
them.
10 years
ago.
Like a right fielder.
10 years ago.
Like a right fielder. You are out. I am catching it.
Shay, what you doing?
Oh my God! Since I am a child of the Lord,
hallelujah!
What, praise Jesus!
Praise.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
See me personally.
Yes,
I will ask for the nearest exit and ask for some water. It doesn't have to be holy, but I'm a little thirsty because it went from Sodom to Gomorrah. You know what I'm saying? So,
whoa.
It's like, I'm just going to get on my knees, be like, nah, I'm your whole reggae girl. And, oh, open the door and I'll leave out. I do not partake in those type of things. Thank you.
Open the door.
And she's sticking to it.
P.O.P., hold it down.
So if the door is locked and you cannot get out,
man.
What do you do?
Can I watch?
I'm going to need a blanket and... lay down and go to sleep until the next morning.
Bird box.
I am virtual. Right.
She bird box. She bird box. He said, don't open your eyes. We will not make it.
Ms. Hey, there's a dick over here. Where?
All right, Tom.
I'm going to pull the bell on that one. I don't even know you. We're going to have to reevaluate all of this. Dom G, what you doing?
Okay. You said I can't get out?
No. The door locked.
It's locked. You are stuck.
And I didn't lock it, so don't look at me like that.
I'm going to ask my question again. Can I watch? Do I have to participate, or can I just watch?
No, it's whatever you're going to do.
Whatever you choose.
What's
because
next
you came
team?
With somebody.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
He brought you here.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All
right. That's
it. Well, all right.
That's right. You don't participate in that type of filth. Thanks.
I just said... Did I have to participate?
It's whatever watch. It's whatever you want to do. You can
you
participate.
Said I can't get
you
out
can
though,
watch.
So I'm
you
just
can't
watch.
Okay,
all I right. might. It depends. So it depends, right?
Just say yeah.
Right.
Just say you can do it. Come on now. Just say
tell
yes.
The truth and shame the devil.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Just
I,
say
I
yes.
own all my demons. Hey, shit.
So it really depends on what mood I'm in, because sometimes I might just want to watch it. Like, okay, all right, this happened. Cool, what we doing? And if I'm in that mood, I might participate. I'm a little bit shy sometimes, so I might participate, but I might not. Depend on how I'm feeling at that moment. Am I normal?
Are you normal?
Or have I had help? If I had a little bit of help, I might participate.
Shit. Well, okay.
First lady, what you gonna do?
So I'm going to take a broom. I'm going to the top floor, and I'm gonna go through.
You gonna
the
believe you can fly?
As soon as I get to the top of the house, I'm setting it on fire. I'm too analytical for questions like this. My question is, if you go to the social club every Saturday, and this is my first Saturday going with you.
I'm glad somebody caught the premise of
what
this.
What were you doing last Saturday?
Turns out.
No, all y'all got chlamydia and trichomonas. I'm not messing with y'all.
Time's out. So you had time to think about this.
I'm just saying, like, this isn't okay right. with
Wait
anybody.
A minute. You went through all
and
the
it's all
universe.
Types of crabs running through there. So mm-hmm. I'm leaving, and I'm going to take my chance from the roof. But we need to, in order to have cleanliness in the area, we got to set it on fire. Like, just like you buy them roaches. You got to take it to the ground. Level it out.
Well, for me, I'm disclaimer. I'm sorry to any of my family that's listening to this. I'm going to have to go with what D-Walk said 10 years ago. I'm fucking. I'm strapping on 3 magnums, and I'm letting it swing all up through that thing. Every vagina in a 5-mile radius is not safe.
You better than me?
As a matter of fact, can we edit that part out?
Oh, no.
Oh, see?
We have
where
the dopest
sign
engineer.
I need a stop sign.
Shout out to Randy, our dope. This is my best friend. This is my new best friend.
Yeah, because he straight up told me, like, nah, son, your woman gonna hear all that.
That's staying all
y'all
up
y'all going
in
to the
there.
Clinic tomorrow.
But yeah, so 10 years ago, I'm swinging that thing, and that's just what it is. I mean, because it's the truth.
Shit, that's what's happening.
10 years ago, I was something else. I told y'all at the beginning of this.
Wow.
I'm not talking about other people, okay? Disclaimer.
You know what?
Long stroke. Anyway, moving on. So let's get into some wit it or quit it, y'all.
Oh, my God.
Wit it or quit it. So wit it or quit it is when we give you a bunch of different topics, traditions, fads, trends, all that kind of stuff that's happening, and you tell us whether you are with it, that the culture should stay with it and keep it going, or if we should quit it, give that shit to Donald Trump, be done with it, all bullshit to the side. Yeah, because Donald Trump is bullshit. That's another episode. That's another episode.
Yeah. All
right. So our first wit it or quit it, and I'm gonna take it there early, so be ready for this. R. Kelly music, First Lady, wit it or quit it.
I have to quit it for the sake of if there is a lot of back and forth with the R. Kelly thing about separating the music from the person. But the way I feel about it is I can no longer listen to the lyrics of your song, knowing potentially, allegedly, you may be talking to a 14-year-old girl. So my mind is telling me no, but my body is telling me yes. You nasty. I quit.
Dom, what did you quit it?
I gotta quit it. I'm such a music person. Like, music is my mood. It's how I am. Like, but... I mean, I got a kid, man. I got to think about that shit. You know, how would I feel if that was her? And that's it.
Coach.
Yeah, I'm quitting it. I've been quitting a long time ago. Not just because of this, but just because it's just... it's all the other stuff that kind of came around back in the day, like all the other allegations and everything too. I'm like, man, like, come on, dog, you gotta stop that. And then the fact that it just seemed like it made him even stronger, like he just got more bold and stuff like that. I'm like, dude, you just gotta stop. And then once he wasn't stopping, I was like, all right, well, I'm done, man. And that was it.
D-Walk, what did it quit it?
Yeah, I'm with the coach. I quit it, man. Like Dom said, I got two girls. I had two girls, man. I can't mess around with no mess like that. And like, and also, I quit it a long time ago as well too. You know, like I've been stopped listening to TP2 12 play. You know, not even because I necessarily wanted to, but just because it felt nasty. You know, like it felt bad just listening to it. And then and you know, now that all this shit came out, it's kind of like, that's why it felt nasty. You know,
yeah,
like I quit it. Quit it. Done. Done.
Shayla.
Yeah, I definitely quit it. Basically, like how they said, I haven't really listened to R. Kelly like that in probably about 5, 6, 7, 8 years. Back when the allegations about him and Aaliyah being married back then, you know, we were like in elementary school, so that wasn't really anything. We were kids ourselves. So it wasn't really anything that we could keep up with like that. But like y'all said, like, now that you go back and listen to the lyrics, it's like, damn, are you talking about a 14-year-old girl? Oh, you know, you're talking about a baby. And it's just like, and it's kind of hard to separate the person from their art, their work, or whatever. And it's just like, I felt guilty after I watched the little mini series or whatever. my brother came over to my house and he had played an R. Kelly song. And my dumb ass sitting there, mouthing the words, swaying back. And I was like, wait a minute, damn, this is wrong. Like, I felt wrong as hell. Yeah. So yeah, I can't. I'm not with it. I quit it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to follow the culture. I'm done with his ass. And I love Honey Love. And let me tell you, 12 Play was my go to album. Remember back in the day when we did them voicemails? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the music in the background.
Yeah. I went even further. I had the instrumental and stuff. Like that. Right.
He said he made his own. Right.
All right, let's do one more round of Witter to quit it real quick, and then we'll get into our woke topic of the week. So, Witter to quit it, Facebook Live videos. First lady.
I'm going to say I'm with it. Facebook Live videos. Me personally, most of my friends, when they're live, they're promoting a business venture or showing how precious their children are or something that's wholesome and non-ratchet. And so I thank all my friends for being wholesome and non-ratchet, and I can say this on public radio. I can agree with it.
Dom, with it or quit it?
I'm in between. Can I be in between? I'm
no,
in between.
You have to with well, it or quit it.
You have to
listen,
with it.
Because I'm with it, because it can be cool. Like, again, a business, some stuff like that. But then I don't really want to see what you're doing today. I don't care if you cooking. Like, bitch, I cook. I don't care. Like,
I'm going to quit it, because maybe it's just the people I have on my Facebook. But I don't care what you doing. I don't want to see you. I don't want to see you just sitting down, chilling, watching TV. Guess what? I'm doing that too. I ain't trying to sit there and watch you watch TV. So just go sit down, man. Like, turn that stuff off. And I mean, I got like a bunch of notifications about that stuff too. Yeah, I'm good, like, man. Like, this, I mean, quit. Like, I'm off. Like, yeah, everybody else is saying, I'm off for like business and like sharing your kids and the whole deal or whatever. That's all good. But most of the time, it's just people just sitting there, ain't got nothing else to do but just sit there and be on TV. I'm like, you know what? Go sit down. That's a that's a double nomination.
There you go. See what? With it or quit it?
I was quit it until I heard the first lady be with it and her reasons why. So I'm gonna go with it. You know, I'm gonna go with it. If you got something wholesome to show, something that's worth the while, something worth the culture, go ahead and show it off, man. Yeah. You know, shit. Radio play good shit and play bad shit. So
yeah,
you know,
shame
with it.
Oh, I am with it, honey, and I am never going to let it go, ever, ever, ever. Mainly because I love seeing the girls mouthing the lyrics and pulling their fingers through their weave. I love all of that, because if I'm having a real bad day, all I can get is a notification, such and such is on live, and I get on there, damn, dirty diapers in the corner.
Oh, not too bad.
Ooh, he with his other baby mama. But people tell on themselves a lot doing that. Like, they really do. They record everything.
You
like,
say, yeah, uh-huh. I've
spotted some shit like that. Like,
so for me, I am 100% against it. Cut that shit out, especially when you driving. Women, oh, yeah, ladies, let me talk. Can I talk to the ladies for a minute? Because it's always the women. You don't see no dude in the car with his phone out in front of his face, lip singing while he's looking like he's not looking at the. We don't do that.
He ain't listening. Might not even be in the car. It could just be where you at, and you just. I don't care where you are right now, sir.
My personal grievance with the whole Facebook Live videos, like I said, is them jokers that get in the car and get to going down the street with the music blasting and you acting like you ain't looking at the camera, and then you look down and then you checking your eyelashes, right, and then you moving your eyebrows down and then you checking your ears. I mean, you know, like, that's my thing with it. Like, stop. Cut that shit out. I don't want to see that shit. And then I got to go through and find your notification and clear you out personally, because now I'm done with you and you about to go and sit your ass down.
But you could clear them out?
Real quick,
yeah, it's like three little dots on the side of it that you can click. Oh. And then you can opt out of that notification.
Dad, we so, always teach you how to use
I know.
I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show sit you down and show you something.
Yeah. So with that, we are going to move into our woke topic of the week. And, you know, we went back and forth for a minute whether or not we were going to even bring this to the culture. But it is the most talked about thing on social media right now, in social entertainment, period. So let's get with it. R. Kelly. Shayla, why don't you kick us off? What did you think about the series?
I couldn't go on after episode 3. The first two, I was kind of like iffy, but like once it got, it started to make me like literally nauseous. While I do believe there are, you know, women out here that may be want to get some money out these artists and lie and say, you know, they touched me or whatever the case may be. But at the same time, everybody's not lying. And, you know, it kind of like hit home for me when it comes to that type of stuff. I was just disgusted. And the aftermath about it made me, it was even worse because it was so many females like, oh, well, you know, they deserved it or they wanted it. And it's just like, I couldn't even deal with it anymore. Yes, it's bad.
Well, for me, I think the best way I can go out there and describe it is I'm not worried about him because he's going to do whatever he was going to do regardless. It's the people that he was around. Y'all know he was doing this stuff. Y'all let these 14, 15, 16-year-old girls go into those rooms with this dude, and you just let it happen. You just turned a blind eye to it. Yeah. So it's not him. I mean, he's going to do, like I said, he's going to do whatever he's going to do. But still, you let that man do that. Yeah. And I don't see how you sit there at night and get paid and sleep knowing that you let this stuff happen and then get on a documentary and go out there and say, oh, well, you know, he shouldn't be doing this. And I was like, I don't even know why he was there doing it. It's because you let it happen.
Right. Yeah.
So shut up. You can't you lose all credibility by going out there and saying that. Right. That's it. I'm done.
I think if we have to bring the employees to the forefront, we have to bring the parents to the forefront.
Thank you.
Because do I think R. Kelly is sick? Yes. Do I think that he possibly got molested as a child and this is a direct result of that? Absolutely. Should he have sought help? Yes. Is this whole situation messed up? Absolutely. However, your job as a parent, when that child comes into the world, is to protect it by any means necessary. And you can't tell me that a $250,000 settlement caused you to close your mouth when, A, you knew what was going on and you sold your baby off. And then even after you saw the effects of it, you still didn't defend them by testifying in court and potentially putting this man away to keep him from hurting other people. So the parents are going straight under the bus with the employees because I think they was jacked up for doing that stuff too.
So I didn't get to watch the show like everybody. So I don't have all the facts on that. But I do know that since I was a kid listening to R. Kelly, he's been called the Pied Piper. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if you know the story, you never catch on to that, you know? And that story itself, just hearing about that, him marrying Aaliyah at that age or whatever, it's not okay. You know what I'm saying? And again, like, I didn't watch the show, but somebody knew you were doing this.
Yeah.
Somebody saw this. People knew, like, it's not one story. It's not two stories. It's stories year after year after year exactly. after year. So somewhere, somebody's telling, and somebody's telling the truth. Mm-hmm. So.
Damien, you gonna talk, bro?
Yeah, that's just a bad situation. Like, you guys talked about the parents, and you talked about the people around them. You know, R. Kelly don't seem like he a slow guy to me, you know? Well, obviously, he's slow in some aspect.
He's getting caught.
But I blame him. I blame him. Like, at some point, you have to take responsibility.
Yep.
You have to be aware of your actions and know what you are doing. Like, in this industry, I don't feel like you're going to get far being somebody that's unaware of what's going on around
right.
you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like he was. He knew what he was doing. And it's just nasty, man. I got kids. I that shit is bad, dude. Like,
yeah, for me, you know, I guess I gotta apologize to the culture first and foremost because, you know, I saw the video in high school and I heard all the accusations and read the news articles and it was just kind of like, all right. And then every time he was acquitted, it was just like, all right. And I just really never really formulated an opinion on it. But I tried to watch that docuseries and this is my thing with it for one. If I have a family member that's going through something like this, there's no amount of money that's going to put me on air for me to give my opinion, for me to defend them in any kind of way, because that's your personal business. And if you with it, I'm with it. You want me to go do it? I'll do it, but I'm going to do it with your permission. I'm not going to go behind your back when I know you're going to have a problem with something like this. I mean, not that I'm defending this man in no kind of way. My issue is just how the show came about. And why is Lifetime doing it? That's television for women. I get it. You know, I get the concept behind them pulling that in, but something like that, keep it to the culture. That's my opinion. Let us do it. Why BET ain't doing this? Deborah Lee wasn't thinking about R. Kelly in that fashion. Right. And you know what's going to happen? Unfortunately, we've started these conversations we've got it out here, but in a month he's gonna drop an album and everybody's gonna be singing and it's gonna be like it never happened.
They're gonna forget it. I don't know what that video was, but like his wife Andrea Kelly,
she needs to sit her ass down.
So I feel like that's the problem. Like, we'll talk about it and then you make a mockery of it, so then it gets forgotten and then some shit happened again because of shit. So I don't know what she did. I saw the video and I just didn't even press play because what did she do?
They said it. Actually, I think it was an old video, probably from about a year or two ago. She was in the car with some guy, and they was playing R. Kelly. Then she made a video, the same one that you said. You scroll past. I did the same thing. I never pressed play, but I'm assuming that she was defending her right to listen to him or why she was listening to him.
Okay.
And I was just like, okay, this is why, like you said, it's a lot of women that's scared of coming forward with it and stuff like that because now. They thought you were an ally, and now you flip-flopping on the issue. So, like, what is it? Who do I believe? It's a joke. Because, you know, one minute you crying on here, talking about, oh, he locked me up in the closet, the trunk, whatever, wherever she was at.
Oh, boy.
And
now you're dancing and grooving.
Step in the name
of love. No, like, you made a whole fucking series of Trapped in the Closet, dude.
Right. Yeah, he did. What, like 50-something chapters?
He did. Will anybody else look at that just completely different now?
Yeah.
You are your art.
Absolutely. You are your art. Yeah. So,
and he definitely lives his art.
But you know, the thing that kind of irritated me about the whole thing is I think that progressively as a culture, we don't get many places and we don't progress because we don't take a stance on something. Yeah. Yeah. So you have half of the people going, he's nasty, he's dirty, you know, he's a child molester, throw him to the wolves. And then you legit have other people who are defending him, saying that the women are just coming out because they want money or they want it, whatever. And his music has nothing to do with the other. And, you know, they're trying to justify why they listen to his music. But we'll never be able to put monsters in jail and protect our children and be able to progress as a culture when we don't take ourselves seriously. We need to rally together and figure out, you know, what stance we're going to take on major issues like this and then pose a good front to everybody else because otherwise we'll never get anywhere.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
So
it's a joke.
So let me ask you this. Do you guys think that it's possible, and I know Shay, you brought this up earlier, can you separate the monster from the music?
No. You are your art.
I thought
about that earlier. Can you separate the monster from the music, the man from the music, whatever? No, because the music is what gives him means. The music is how he makes his dividends. Yep. You know, it's how he's able to support his fetishes or you know whatever
it's
have
his
you.
Story.
It's what he does. So if you take away his means to make the financial situation, so he can put these women in these situations, then he can't do it anymore.
Yeah. It's like we always talk about. It's life imitates art. Yeah. That's the way. That's the line that they always use for things. So that's exactly what's going on. Every single thing that he's up there talking about, singing about, anything like that, it's always a grain of truth. Just like any kind of joke you make. Every time you go out there and make a joke, it's always a grain of truth. So same exact thing. Mm-hmm. So that's exactly what I see when I see him.
Yep. I mean, you know, and it wasn't until this particular scandal with him came about that I re-listened to AJ Nothing But a Number, and it's like, bro. He been telling us this for years.
He even had Aaliyah tell us.
She was singing everything.
Tonight we gonna go all the way. And you know, back then we just driving the Belle Isle groove into
We don't know until now.
So you have to allow people to grow.
Yes.
And to understand different situations.
Yeah, true.
You know, I don't know how that can be interpreted as, you know, we were grooving to it before, but, you know, people grow, people mature, people understand things, and that's a process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were kids listening to this, so we couldn't understand what we were listening to.
Right. Well, so I don't think anybody should feel bad.
What's even more messed up is the fact that, we were kids, but he was probably hitting on them same kids.
I mean, think about it.
I mean, like, we all, like, right around the same age, and we were all, like, 13, 14, you know, however old we were or whatever.
Yeah.
He was probably He was talking about a girl that was our age.
Right.
Our age.
Yeah.
But I pose another question because this came up on social media as well. R. Kelly wrote a lot of songs for other artists. So now as a culture, do we protest his music individually or do we protest his entire catalog?
Because
he did write a lot of songs for a lot of different artists and some we may not even be aware of.
That's hard because then you take away from other mouths that are being fed. Like, you know, if you show me a dance or you choreographer.
And Dom will no longer be drinking on the show. You is cut off. You is cut off.
But if you choreograph a dance for me and then I go show the world that dance, you know what I'm saying? But you get into some trouble. It sucks for me if everybody protests my stuff, you know?
Right.
I get it's the artist and the art, you know? That's one of those situations where I agree with you got to separate the artist from the art, because I don't want to take away from somebody else just because he was a monster. That's him. His music, his albums, all of that, his stuff that he made money from, his number ones or whatever, mm-hmm. take that from him, but don't take it from somebody else.
That's the only yeah, but the artist that I can agree with. Yeah.
The artist that he's worked with, though, like Lady Gaga has come out and said that, you know, she's pulling her track with him.
Who heard her track with him?
I don't even know.
I don't even know.
Who knew? But you know what? But you know what? He does have.
I'm pulling that is like saying I'm taking the color aqua marine. Right. Like nobody even knew that was a color. So yeah,
real quick, he has a song with Bruno Mars. It's called Gorilla. I don't know if y'all familiar with that song.
Because I love Bruno.
Listen, I'm still struggling. I'm gonna make a decision for the culture. Real talk.
But he just did a gospel song for Marvin Sapp.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I didn't know he was writing for Marvin Sapp.
Yes. Well, I mean, he had a gospel song on every one of his tracks.
Well, yeah, and I think he did a whole gospel album a couple years ago, too.
Are we going to punish somebody else for his mistakes? And that's where the line is.
Right, because I'm sure Marvin Sapp just wanted to hit.
Right. Like and that's where I'm saying you can't punish somebody else for his mistakes. But him, himself, y'all could take his music away.
Mm-hmm. And I think as a culture, you know, I love what the Me Too movement is doing. I fully support it. I have never been in a situation where I've had to hold that kind of secret in. So I don't know what these people are going through. I don't know what triggers them to hold that in for so long. But shout out to all of y'all for coming out and releasing that pain and starting the healing process.
That's right.
That's another show. Never mind.
Okay.
I mean, but, it's the same thing. But
you know, and again, as a culture, it's time that we start having these conversations. We can't just spotlight R. Kelly. We need to pull Usher a little trifling ass in, because I'm sure he didn't do some. Because, I mean, he was passing out herpes last year, wasn't he?
Bro, but do you see the bus throwing ministry that's going on? Like, oh, if I'm going down, you going. Like,
yeah.
That's bold. Like,
but you know what? Is it though? Isn't it time that this kind of stuff come to light?
It's not uncommon in that industry. You know what I'm saying? Like, I say that it's a different industry. It's still, like, I'm in the film industry. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that uncommon that
that there's a standard. You know what I'm
saying? Like, they do that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you're like, do I really say something? Or do I just keep this to myself because it ain't nobody's really gonna say nothing or shit like this? Like if I say something, then damn, I want money, or I'm just trying to throw somebody out there, or shit. Did I ask for this though?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Did I ask for this?
Right. Well, I think it takes people who are bold and fearless to be able to step up and say, no matter what the consequences are to the situation, I have to be the one to say something no matter what comes forward. Is everybody going to be believed? No. You know, people support our idols, you know, especially African-Americans when it comes to music, because music has got us through every stage, every generation, every barrier. So we protect our artists. Yep. However, you know, it's going to take somebody to speak up and move this thing forward. And if it took, you know, a couple women who are potentially still living in his house, to come forward and say something, whether it was the whole truth, half the truth, or fourth of the truth, at least because you know he's under federal investigation now in Georgia.
Yeah, and Atlanta too. Yeah, it sparked a lot of investigation everywhere. And I think I saw a video clip earlier where I think one of his studios in Chicago or something like that was under.
Yeah, they just got a search warrant.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it's time. We got to hold these people accountable, and we got to rebuild this culture. And that's why I'm so proud, man. I'm so glad that we've been able to bring this show to the light. You know, we are all about the culture and rebuilding the Black community. It's time that we start having these conversations. It's time that we start rebuilding the Black family, the foundation of our culture. And that's what Wokish is all about.
That's
we're not going to be too into it that we just, oh, fuck everybody else. We can't unite. It's just all about us. No, let's bring everybody together, but we got to start at home.
Right.
We got to take care of home first before we can go out and change the world. It all starts with us, and we have got to get it together. And one more thing, we got to stop using the Obamas The Obamas are not not the saviors to the black culture. They not. Don't get me wrong. Now I love Barack and Michelle Obama is my future ex baby mama. But my future ex baby, don't ask no questions. Judge your auntie. Don't judge me.
I judged you hard.
I'm not gonna be with him later on tonight. Secret Service. Okay.
Right.
But the Obamas at home with the kid. I promise.
The Obamas.
Me and the kid eating popcorn. I swear.
The Obamas are not the saving grace to the black culture. Okay. We got to start having these conversations with our kids. We got to start repairing these relationships with our siblings. Okay. And if you got your parent, if you're fortunate enough to still have your parents here, and again, I don't know your situation. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know what may take you to that place that you don't want to go. But if you can, have that conversation with your parents and rebuild that. Heal. I think that's the Absolutely. Underlying meaning. But with all of this, it's time that we start healing. And once we start healing as a culture, we can start to rebuild our bridge back into society and we can show everybody what the fuck we really about.
Absolutely. That's right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
For the culture, one time. For the culture.
For the culture.
For the culture.
Culture.
Culture. Culture. Right. For the culture.
Yo. Shit, let me pour another shot for that.
Just like
Dom, you wanna shout out some of our sponsors?
Okay, never mind.
Yes,
that part.
Yes.
So we're going to have Dom shout out some of our sponsors here, and we're going to get ready to close out.
Shout out to y'all. Thank y'all. Without y'all, we wouldn't be here. We have Detroit Mixology. We have other sponsors.
Yeah, we'll have a full detailed list of our sponsors on our Facebook page later tonight. I'm going to blame it on the goose.
If you are interested in sponsorship through our show, please go to our Facebook page, which is Woke-ish, and we will get back to you once you direct message our Facebook group.
Our email address is wokeish19 at gmail.com.
Absolutely.
And a more unique design. Shout out to, we got to shout her out, of course, because she make our clothing. Yeah. Shout out, hey. Dope hoodies,
Woke-ish
tumblers,
Woke-ish,
posters, and my barber Mook. He's going to get us, we're going to get that information put up. He's got a mobile bus. He's going to be coming around to a neighborhood near you cutting on his bus this summer.
Absolutely.
So we definitely got to shout out my boy. He gets me crispy. I'm not crispy right now. I look like a werewolf.
Absolutely.
Family, we thank you for listening to us. We thank you for checking us out. Again, this is a podcast for you. You know, we did our research before we decided to bring this awesome idea to fruition. And we wanted to give you a show that's about you, that's for you, that includes you. So again, keep connecting with us on our Facebook page. We'll have other social media outlets hooked up later on. And we're going to vibe as a family. We're going to get through this. We're going to reconnect this culture. We're going to rebuild our families. We're going to strengthen our community. This ain't just a podcast, y'all. This
it's
is
a movement.
It's a movement. One time for the culture.
For the culture.